Around the country, volunteer firefighters are getting harder to find. Nearly three-quarters of the nation's firefighters serve as volunteers, and over the last 20 years, their ranks are down by about 10%. Some state and local governments have offered incentives to recruit and keep members, but that hasn't helped. Matt Hackworth of member station WRVO reports on one central New York community that's growing everywhere but at the local firehouse.
Cicero, New York, outside of Syracuse, is one of the fastest-growing areas in the region. This town of 30,000 is home to a new Super Walmart and other box stores. Building permits for new homes have skyrocketed, and plastered through the town are small green and white signs asking for volunteer firefighters.
Rescue crew, driver Ralph Powell, officer.
At the monthly meeting of the Cicero Volunteer Fire Department, the volunteers are voting on seven new members. It's a bumper crop not seen in a while by this firehouse, where pictures of past volunteers in horn-rimmed glasses and mutton chop sideburns still gaze down from the walls. Chief Terry Southerton says the 60-member department is smaller than in the past, even though his community offers a pension to those who volunteer.
Have you ever had somebody come to you and say, "Hey, I want that pension"?
No, actually nobody. And let's face it, the young kids today, they're not worrying about what's going to happen 40, 50 years from now when they get retirement age.
Nationally, the number of volunteer firefighters has dropped about 10% in the past 20 years. Most states offer benefits for the families of volunteers killed on duty or pension plans for long-serving firefighters, but these rewards have done little to recruit new members or retain those who might leave. That's why some are pushing for larger-scale benefits.
Putting a sign in front of your station, say, "We need help," doesn't really do it. You've got to get something that goes right to the people.
Tom Perkins serves on the legislative committee for the Firemen's Association of the State of New York. He says volunteer fire departments and rescue squads aren't just mom-and-pop social clubs anymore. Departments field an ever-growing number of calls and expect members to respond just like paid professionals do in larger cities. Perkins says added to fire and rescue calls are the demands of fundraising and training, which eat up a lot of time.
We do ask an awful lot of our people, so that's why I think if I could say to you, you know, we're going to get you a property tax reduction, a reduction on your income tax. These are the kind of things that, you know, we need to sell along with that.
The idea of an income tax break has caught on in a few states, like South Carolina, Maryland, and Delaware. But it's too soon to tell if these breaks, ranging from $300 to $3,500, will bolster recruitment. Advocacy groups like the National Volunteer Fire Council champion a bill in the Senate that would offer a federal tax break. The council's Craig Sharman, though, says incentives alone won't solve the recruitment problem.
There's no one solution. There's no, you know, if you do this, you're going to get more volunteers. I think it's an overall benefit package. In some cases, it's not just benefits or monetary compensation. I think it's leadership at the department level that brings volunteers and makes them part of the team.
The Cicero Fire Department looks like a professional team with shiny new trucks, coats and helmets and neat cubbies on the wall, and 911 radios echoing in the squad bay. The department is well equipped but still needs more volunteers. The town's council will soon vote on a property tax incentive. But Chief Terry Southerton says he understands why some governments might hesitate to offer tax breaks.
If the governments allow tax breaks, well, who's going to make up the difference? So they need all the money they can get, just as like you and I do. What's it going to come to? One of these days it's going to be a paid department.
Cicero's town supervisor says a paid department in this growing community, even with its new development, would likely require a substantial tax increase. Until then, Cicero will rely on volunteers who have both the time and feel the calling to serve. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth.